from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with the Quest Radio Report, our weekly look at science and environmental stories. The recent crash landing of a U.S. Airways jet into the Hudson River may have been caused by bird strikes, that is, the damage that happens when birds collide with planes. And nowhere in the West are there more bird strikes than at Sacramento International Airport. That's because this major airport sits smack in the center of the Pacific Flyway. And peak season on the flyway is right now. David Gorn reports.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Well, in Sacramento, it's a bird and a plane. And according to Kent Atkin, longtime Sacramento area pilot, there's nothing super about it.
Well, if they hit the airplane, there's a tremendous impact. Because the velocity of the airplane is going so fast.
Atkin is out at his home base, about 30 miles northeast of Sacramento, at Lincoln Regional Airport. He says in aviation, bird strikes are a fact of life.
Most pilots, at one time or another, have had a bird strike.
Atkin says he's had several, and one incident shows just how powerful and grisly a bird strike can be.
And I just came up through the top of the clouds, and I hear this horrible bang, and it sounded like the engine had quit. My heart's just pounding, just about ready to jump out of my chest. But everything's working. The airplane's still running. It's smooth, and there's no shaking or anything. Yeah, when I get back to the hangar to put the airplane away, the duck's head is embedded in the horizontal stabilizer of the airplane.
Nationwide, pilots reported more than 7,000 bird strikes last year. The birds very rarely make planes crash, but they do cause millions of dollars in damage every year to aircraft. At the Sacramento International Airport, the number of reported bird strikes is one of the highest in the nation. The airport's director, G. Hardy Acree, says the high number of strikes is all because of the location of Sacramento's airport.
As you look around you, you see that Sacramento International is in a very habitat-rich environment.
Habitat-rich is putting it mildly. The Sacramento airport is not only built in a wetland plain, it's right in the center of the Pacific Flyway. That is, right in the flight path of millions of migratory birds. In fact, only 7 miles south of the airport is the Yolo Bypass Wildlife Area, where there are so many waterfowl and migratory birds that the county was considering placing a Pacific Flyway tourist center here. Dave Felice is with the State Department of Fish and Game and patrols this area.
These fields in front of us grew wild rice this year, providing habitat for a variety of birds. So we've got a large number of long-billed dowitchers, and further out there's some northern shovelers and pintail.
And walking on the levee paths, flocks of birds are everywhere. A clutch of red-winged blackbirds in the reeds, a rush of wood ducks hitting the water, a large blue heron lumbering into flight. There are more than 200 species of birds out here, Felice says.
Central Valley is probably the most critical series of wetlands in the Pacific Flyway for millions of birds, literally millions of birds.
And now is the peak season for most of these birds, from November through March. And that's a bad time of year for Sacramento's main airline hub. Airport Director Acree says they use a variety of techniques to discourage birds, including a daily dose of noisemakers.
They use cracker shells, they use cannons, the propane cannons, various techniques of hazing and harassing.
Other airports in the Bay Area, such as San Francisco and San Jose, use similar noisemaking measures to shoo away birds. But Sacramento has a bigger problem, literally. Since it's on the Pacific Flyway, the types of birds that collide with planes are much larger than anywhere else. When a 10-pound tundra swan hits a plane, you feel it. So Sacramento Airport has one other option if its noisemakers and other tricks stop working. It has a depredation permit from the federal government. That is, it can keep bird populations down by trapping or killing them. Trouble with that is, says Mark Lucera of California Fish and Game, that license to kill migratory birds may not actually be legal.
State law does not provide for the take of those birds, and so that's where the conflict is. The permit issued by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says at the very bottom, here's your permit, these are all the conditions, however, you must be in compliance with state law.
So there's a conflict now between the airport and the state, since California doesn't allow non-game birds to be killed or game birds to be killed out of season. Sacramento County lawmakers are trying to get state legislation passed to allow the airport to continue killing birds, especially during migration season. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.